All right, check this out. Here we go. Now we're going to try. There we go. Took a while. All right. Woo! Now we're way loud. Get your Bibles out. I couldn't believe it. I just had this feeling come over me that I don't normally get. And so I believe the Lord was telling me that I need to be talking about this today. And so after I began working with it, the Lord relieved me of it. So I know this is the right one. But I'm going to talk about stress and worry. How many is stressed any lately? Randy, then let me tell you, before we stop, there's Paige and there's Gracie. Y'all want to say anything for the Lord? Come on, tell us what you've been doing, Gracie. That is so awesome. Paige, you like to say anything? All right. Get your Bible out to Joshua chapter 1. And just hold on to it for a minute. You ain't got to stand up yet. Just hold on to it for a minute. Fresh out of business school, the young man answered a one ad for an accountant. Now, he's been interviewed by a very nervous man who ran a small business that he had started himself. I need someone with an accounting degree, the man said, but mainly I'm looking for someone to do my worrying for me. Excuse me, the accountant said. I worry about a lot of things, the man said, but I don't want to have to worry about money. Your job will be to take care of all the money worries off my back. I see, said the accountant. How much does the job pay? He said, I'll start you at $80,000. $80,000, the accountant exclaimed. How can such a small business afford such a sum like that? That, the owner said, is your first worry. All right. Thank you. Somebody. And, you know, like Johnny Carson, you watch him. My favorite was more fun to watch Johnny Carson when his jokes didn't hit. Amen. All right, Joshua, stand for the reading of the word. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. God is so awesome all the time. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. You got your Bible, say amen. You don't say oh me. And then look in front of it, there should be a Bible close by. All right, Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only thou be strong and very courageous, but thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which the Lord, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall you make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? God keeps telling them the same thing. How many's had to tell your kids something 2 and 3 and 4 times? How many has some of your spouse had to tell you something 2, 3, or 4 times before you got it? How many times has God had to tell you something many times before you actually got it? Amen? Well, here you go. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Stretch forth your hands this way. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and well on the throne, God. We know, Lord, that you've got everything in control. There's nothing that comes our way, nothing that comes from our hands or into our hands that you haven't already seen. And if we allow you to, you will filter it out before it ever comes to us. I ask you right now, Lord, to minister mightily to us and through us and help us to know that this day is the day that you have made and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Look at somebody telling them this is very important, especially the last few weeks, but especially today. Say this, the past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You can be seated. Now today I'm going to talk to you on attacking panic before it attacks you. Amen? Attacking panic before it attacks you. I remember when I was a football coach, my main job at the school was to be the defensive coach. And so I'd always tell the guys, these little bitty guys, I'll say, you want to take down these big guys, it don't matter how big they are, if you'll get down low and you will hit them first and hit them hard. You've got to be ready. You've got to hit first and hit hard in order to bring down that giant in front of you. The same thing, anxiety is a giant in all of our lives, and we have to hit it before it hits us. We got to hit it hard or it will take us down. Most people I know live on the defense. What does living on defense mean? Is you take things as they come, and when they come, then you handle them. And because you wait till things come and you handle them, many times you're taken off guard or you cannot put up a very good fight. We need to live on the offense, meaning we are to be at every moment ready for what's coming our way. Ready for what Satan may try to throw at us next. Okay, he throws all kinds of snares in front of us. This is very, very important. Excuse me, I'm going to give everybody a test. How many brought a piece of paper and a pencil today? All right. Here we go. We're going to do a test. Y'all ready for this test? This actually is going to be an anxiety test. This is going to see, I'm going to give y'all a test to kind of test your anxiety level today, okay? Actually, this is a fill in the blank, and it's going to be so simple. Look at this sentence. I want you to finish it for me. I'm ready to throw in the towel. Okay. You're ready to throw in. Come on, towel. There you go. Number two, I'm at the end of my, whoa. I am just a bundle of, whoo. I am at my wit's end. All right, y'all, listen at you. I feel like resigning from the human. Okay, now, one more. I'm in over my, amen. Now, if you answered yes to any of them or all of them, I'll tell you what's getting ready to happen. Stress is poised to attack you. It's getting ready to not just sneak up on you, but hit you really, really hard. And you're going to, some people, it just messes up their mind. Some people, it messes up their chest and they think they're having a heart attack because they can hardly breathe. And so it's very, 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 very necessary that we understand this. So most people have some type of alert state constantly. Anxiety puts you in alert. Most people live in some type of alert state. So let's listen. Here we go. Let's go a little bit here. Ready? Let's talk about anxiety. Amen. Anxiety, girl. I'm able to jump to the worst conclusions in a single bound. Woo! Who can say that? Amen. That's what anxiety does. Amen. So, get ready. Anxiety is an unpleasant state of inner turmoil. It's often accompanied by some crazy behavior, such as pacing back and forth. I'm not pacing back and forth now because of anxiety. This is just my preaching style. So don't think you must have anxiety. No, no, this is my preaching style. But still, pacing back and forth. Sometimes people will just breathe funny, breathe hard. They'll have chest pains, all kinds of things when this anxiety is taking over with them. And it is subjectively unpleasant. It's feelings of dread over anticipated. You hear that? You'll say anticipated. Anticipated events, such as the feeling of imminent death. Okay? So, anxiety is not the same as fear. Think about this. Anxiety is not the same as fear. Fear is a response to a real or perceived immediate threat, while anxiety is the expectation of a future threat. Okay? That's a big difference. That is so different. One is real and protects you. One is not real and will harm you. Remember, the Bible says one of the characteristics of the last days, and it's in Luke chapter 21 and 26, in the last days, men's hearts will fail them for fear. For seeing the things that's coming on around us. Now, that word fear is actually, remember, anxiety is unrealistic fear. That word fear there, for men's heart failing them, for fear is phobos, where we get the word phobia, which again is exaggerated fear. It's unrealistic fear. It is anxiety. Anxiety is the byword of this day. It's a mark of the last days. And it puts you in a state where you're always expecting something. And I'm going to tell you what happens when you get anxiety. When you get anxiety and your blood pressure gets up and your pulse gets up, your brain does not, and your body has a self-defense mechanism. And what it is, and this is what's wrong with people with PTSD, when you go into that self-defense mode, your thinking goes from the front here where you can actually think back here into autopilot, where it'll just go ahead and take over and protect you. And people in PTSD, they're always in the hypersensitive mode. They're always sitting there waiting to defend themselves. They're going back on the battlefield, going back in that wreck, going back to that rape. And it's always right there, and they're always hypersensitive, and they're always expecting something around the corner. Anxiety does the same thing. Somebody's full of anxiety. They're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. Their brain will go from thinking to surviving, and when it does, then you're just worried about when the next shoe is going to drop. Anxiety creates panic in your life, especially when you don't need to have that panic in your life. And so once you get that panic, you get panic attacks. DC's paramedic, I'm pretty sure he can tell you the times that somebody thought they were having a heart attack, and he gets there and he finds out it's not a heart attack, it's a panic attack. When I was on the rescue squad, there was times that there wasn't a heart attack, it was a panic attack. And they said, are you going to shoot me with some medicine? I said, no, and I give him a bag. I say, breathe in the bag. Why? So you need to calm down. Once you calm down, you'll be a whole lot better off. You're hyperventilating because you're having a panic attack. So, get ready. Let's talk about Joshua. If ever a person was in a position for panic attacks, if there was ever somebody that had anxiety syndrome possibilities, it was Joshua. Can you imagine? He was called, listen carefully, he was called to take Moses' place. That was some big shoes to fill. He wasn't even expecting it to be this way. He was expecting Moses to carry him over into the promised land. And Moses couldn't go any further. And so God says, now you're up. And he goes, I'm not ready yet. How many times have you been thrown into situations in life? You go, wait a minute, I'm not ready yet. You don't realize that God knows you're ready. And what he does is he actually wants you in over your head, so you have to trust him. So he was filling Moses' shoes. He was to take the job, or take the land, which is a very big job to complete. And both of these jobs were very, very, very impossible without God. Some of y'all in here today, y'all have got some big jobs in front of you. Maybe it's in your family or on your job. And maybe they're spiritual, maybe they're physical, maybe they're emotional, maybe they're mental. But you got these jobs in front of you. And if you're not careful, it'll put you in that constant state of anxiety, that constant state of being on edge because you're wondering if you're up to the job that's coming up against you. This last day and time, the same way, there's so much stuff. Matter of fact, like I said, anxiety is one of the most major bywords we have in this day and time. Now, let's look at this. I'm going to try to take a look. This is just, as a matter of fact, this is two sermons. So this is the first one. This is, you could say, the beginning, the start, the introduction. Anxiety is triggered in so many ways. Number one, anxiety is triggered when your past triggers negative feelings. Everybody in here has triggers. Everybody, me included. And usually I can tell when somebody's triggers are being pulled. Why? Because it usually starts with, not again. Anybody said that lately? Not again. Or why? Come on. Why, God? And it is usually associated with a past pain, past trouble, and past trials. So we've all had damage in our life. Everybody, we've all had damages. Every last one of us. We've all gone through it. Some of us are still going through it. And it's not letting up in you. You're thinking, is it ever going to get any better? And here you go again. You'll go, you think it's getting better? And here it goes. Not again! There goes the trigger pull. The key is not the trigger. The key is when it happens, it's how we respond to the trigger. You see, sometimes a reminder of past, difficult past triggers anxious emotions. You can't change your past, but you can change how you respond to it. Joshua 1 and 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now get up out of here and do something. What? Moses, my servant, is dead. Now get up! Some of y'all have felt God nudging you lately because you let anxiety and past pain and past hurts tie you right down. And God's saying, get up! I still got work for you to do. So, when your past triggers negative feelings, another anxiety trigger is when you feel unprepared. He told Joshua, now you want you to get up, and I want you to go over this Jordan with all these people. Wait a minute, God, are you sure you want me to go? Moses was the man. I just ministered under Moses. I took care of his needs. I'm not the man. God says, yes, you are. Wow. How many times have you felt so unprepared for what's coming your way? Maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's a death. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a relationship. But something's happened, and as it happens and you feel so unprepared, here it goes, not again. Why? Why, God? Why? You feel unprepared. Another trigger is when you feel out of control. Your future is unknown and change is scary. And when you think about your future unknown and change is scary, you feel out of control. One of the biggest problems with people is they want to know everything in front of them. They want control. But Joshua, he said, Joshua, you don't have any control. I need you to get up, get over this Jordan with all these people, and I love it, with all these people unto the land. All these people, the people that love to murmur and complain, and they argue about everything. You gave them manna, and they had to have quail. Every time you did something for them, they wanted something else. God, these people are so unpredictable, and you want me to lead them? Lord, have mercy. There's another trigger. And then, sometimes, you just feel like you have no explanation. Sometimes there's no warning, there's no explanation to your anxiety. Anxiety speaks in your heart's false beliefs, and they leave us paralyzed. So I'm moving on. I don't have much longer for this, I promise. The next trigger. Oh, look at this. When anxiety hits you and depression hits you, depression is over stuff that really happened. Anxiety is over stuff that has never happened. And when you start to dwell on the past or dwell on the future instead of right now, how do you feel? Hello, my name is failure. You feel like you just can't handle it. So, here it goes. The next is the danger of looking back. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, rise and go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land. Y'all say it, the past is behind us. I watched the Belmont Stakes yesterday. Good race. And the winner didn't just win by a nose, he won by two or three bodies. But what would have been, it ought to have been even more crazy if somebody would have had a horse that had died last year and stuck him in the stable, stuck him in the starting gate, and tried to ride the dead horse. That would have been crazy, wouldn't it? It's not going anywhere. It can't get out of the gate. Matter of fact, somebody had to put it in the gate. It can't even hold you up unless rigor mortis is set in and it's in the right place. Then you can sit on it. Wouldn't have been silly. And here it comes. The doors are opened up. And here comes number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, and number six is still in the stall. Some of y'all are riding a dead horse. Whoa. Ha! That one hurt, didn't it? My dad used to say when mama would go, Oh, son, I'm so sorry that you got your arm stuck in a lawnmower. I'm so sorry. And daddy go, hurt, didn't it? Quit riding the dead horse. You can put a new saddle on it. You can put a new bridle on it. You can even spray smelly stuff on it so it don't stink. But the problem is, it's still going nowhere. Sometimes you have to dismount and get on the live one, okay? So, there's the danger of looking back. Remember, the past is behind us. Say it. The past is behind us. Moses is mentioned. Listen to this. Moses is mentioned six times in this chapter. Matter of fact, just in the first few verses. Six times in the first nine verses. Six times Moses is mentioned. It had to be like a knife in the man's heart. And do you know how many times else he's mentioned in the book of Joshua? 57 times. Wow. See, it's not very easy to look at what God has done in the past and think, I can take care of business, because I remember what happened back there, but so many times we think we can't move forward because back there was so good. Up here is better, but you got to trust God for better. Then there's the danger. There's the danger of standing still. Every place the sole of your foot will tread, I have given you. Will tread, I have given you. Will tread, I have given you. A lot of people haven't moved forward in God because they haven't tread. They haven't put that foot forward. And when you stand still, anxiety will take over every time. So the fulfilling of the promises of God require that you walk by faith. Yes, God says, be still and see the salvation of the Lord, and be still and know that I am God. But when God tells you that word be still there, it means be stop, but be prepared to move when I tell you to, because I'm just making a way, and when I tell you to move, you move. So now we're going to talk about the danger. Oh, have you ever had one of those days when you're holding a stick and everybody looks like a pinata? I love it. I love it. Amen. All right. Dangers of anxiety. Ready? There's the danger of giving up. When you get anxiety, there's a good danger that you're going to give up. Moses, no man shall stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Y'all say God is with us. All right. God is with us. I then got to hit it. Look, danger standing still. Say the future is ahead of us. The future is ahead of us. We just passed. The future is ahead of us. Say it. The future is ahead of us. Now say God is with us. Okay. So it seems like they'd given up, but God was trying to reassure them. And then the danger of falling short. Be strong and of good courage, for to these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Y'all say nothing shall be impossible. Because this land that he was giving them was full of giants and strong cities, and they had to take it. He gave it to them, but they still had to fight to get it. The inheritance in this land is God's promised. So get ready. I'm getting ready to close. Like I told you, this is just the start. Anxiety doesn't exist in a vacuum. It not only affects you, it also impacts every relationship you have. Whether it's a spiritual relationship, a physical relationship, a mental relationship, a job relationship, anxiety will affect you. You'll be always looking over your shoulder, always waiting for the next shoe to fall, waiting for something to happen. So, get ready. Joshua 1:8. Here's part of the solution. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall you make thy way prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. Now I'm going to ask a hard question right now. How many people in here ever talk to yourself? Every hand should go up. Well, when I was younger, I heard if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. No, it's if you answer yourself, you're crazy. Get ready. When you talk to yourself, we already said, do not let the law depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That word meditate not only means to think about it, it means to mutter under your breath. So actually, meditation means to talk to yourself. And it's healthy self-talk. God said I can do it. I know I can do it. God called me. If God called me, I know he's going to provide a way. But you know what? If you choose to worry, to get anxiety, it's called reverse meditation. Did you know that? Psychology. Worry, anxiety is reverse meditation. Wow. Meditation, I know what God said, and I'm talking God's word in my mouth. Yeah, I'm talking to myself. I know what's going on. But here it goes. Everybody, matter of fact, I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to raise hands in a minute. Close your eyes for a minute. How many in here have ever said, really? Nobody's looking around. Don't nobody looking around. I just want to see some hands. How many has ever said, in your breath, I'm just so tired. Lord, I'm just so tired. All right, put them down. How many said, Lord, I'm just too sad? How many said, Lord, I'm just too stressed? How many has ever said, Lord, I'm about to have a breakdown? Guess what? Don't get upset. That's negative meditation. That's reverse meditation. I say it too, and I have to stop myself and say, wait a minute, I don't need to be doing reverse meditation, because what happens is your psyche, your body responds to reverse meditation the same way it responds to meditation. The only difference is meditation, it responds in a good way, in a positive way. It builds faith. But when it's reverse meditation, it is unhealthy self-talk, and it will deteriorate yourself. Remember this. Listen, you got your eyes now. You have been conditioned to believe, especially in this world today, you've been conditioned to believe that you're not enough. Either by the workload or, I remember when I first went to Procter & Gamble years ago, there was 40-something people on the team. And by the time I left 12 years later, there was only 15 on the team, but the workload had tripled and quadrupled. Wow. 15 versus 45. Of course, we had robots and we had all this fancy stuff, but still, the workload had tripled and quadrupled. So, even when life feels uncertain, God's promises are still there. God's promises are still real, and you can believe that every step, every silence, every storm, that you're not alone. I want y'all to repeat that with me. Listen, ready? Ready? God is with me. Every step, every silence, every storm, I am never alone. God is with me. So get ready. Here's some people's name right now. Hello. My name is Anxiety. When you come up to me and I see it, you might not see that name tag, but I'm looking at name tag. I see it right here. And it says, hello, I'm Anxiety. You know what we need? Watch this. We need to uninstall it. Amen? We need to push uninstall. Quit living in that state where your heart's about to jump out your chest. Quit living in that state where you can't even think of your own name. And let God do His thing in your life, and I promise you things will get better. As we get ready to close, DC, come get me to play something. As we get ready to close, there it is. Anxiety, panic attacks, tension, jumpy, emotional disorder moods, worry, restlessness, symptoms, feelings. You feel stressed. You feel fear. You feel sweating. You're scared, chest pain, phobias. Wow, this is so powerful. As we conclude today, get ready. Y'all stand up. As we conclude today, I want you to reflect on your life and the areas of your life where anxiety has taken control, where anxiety has taken a hold. And I want you to remember something. I want you to say this to yourself every day. God is not only aware of your struggles. I put it up here. God's not only aware of your struggles, but He is actively working to bring peace into your life. God said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So now, I want to read something to you. I want to read this in the Amplified Version. I have told you these things that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world we have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it. Listen carefully. I have deprived the world of its power to harm you. And I have conquered it for you. Wow. That is so powerful. Let us choose to focus on Him, knowing that He cares for us so deeply. That word tribulation, in this world you have tribulation. Also in the Greek it means to press, to oppress. It also means to oppress with anxiety. This is coming. But it doesn't have to control your life. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. How many here first, which usually causes the most anxiety of all, how many here would say that you're not as close to God with all every head bowed and every eye closed? You're not as close to God as you would like to be. Put that hand up. That will cause anxiety. So we're going to take care of that right now. Ready? Say this to me. Lord, I give you me. I give you my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit. I ask you to help me to draw closer than I've ever been before to you, God. And all these anxious moments, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Now, everybody's head still bowed, every eye closed. How many in here right now? Anxiety is really strong in your life right now. And there's even times where you thought the anxiety would take you out of here. If I'm talking to you with every head bowed, every eye closed, if I'm talking to you, would you put that hand up? That anxiety is about to take me down. It's tough. It's bad. I need help. Right now, with your eyes closed, I want you to symbolically reach inside your heart. Just put your hand on your chest. Clutch that fist and say, God, touch my heart. Say that. God, touch my heart. God, take this anxiety. I'm giving it to you. I want you to take your hand and I want you to put it up over your head. And I want you to open the hand and say, God is yours. I can't take it anymore. It's yours. Say it. God is yours. I can't take it anymore. And now today I want you to read that Joshua 1, read it over and over and over again, and read Philippians over and over again, and let God do something in you that you have not been able to feel for a long time. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch every person in here, and those that's having anxious moments, and those that are having anxious parts in their lives, touch them right now, lift them up, strengthen them, let the power of the Holy Spirit sweep into their life and sweep away that anxiety as they give it to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. God is good all the time. God is good. We put this up here because this is a cat of nine tails. But the ones that they used back in that day, you can't even buy them because they were laced with glass, broken glass and broken metal. So when they hit you and pulled back, and they were a lot longer, when they wrapped around you and pulled it back, it would tear your skin. But some of y'all right now are carrying one of these in your back pocket. And you walk around when your mind gets stuck on what you got going through, and you're doing this to yourself. And you're beating yourself. God's got you. God's got you. Yes, sir. Get over there. Tell him.
Yeah, last thing, second thing.
Champion! God's got you. God's got you. Take the thing out of your hand and put your hands up and just thank God. Just thank God. Just thank God. Just thank God. God's got you. Amen. Then we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. Also, there's another challenge. If you're having anxiety and you want some tools, just get with me. I got some tools I can give you, and I can teach you how to use them, and it will help a lot. I promise you, it will help a lot. All right, ready? Let's say the Lord's Prayer, and we get through saying the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to ask Brandon to dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.